Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Night Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In 101 Tough Conversations to Have with Employees, A Manager's Guide to Addressing Performance, Conduct, and Discipline Challenges, Paul Falcone offers a comprehensive playbook for handling a wide range of difficult discussions managers might face in the workplace. Drawing from his extensive experience in human resources, Falcone provides practical strategies and scripts to help managers navigate the complexities of employee relations with confidence and integrity. Whether you're dealing with issues related to performance, behavior, or organizational change, this book equips you with the necessary tools to address concerns constructively and foster a positive work environment. Falcone emphasizes the importance of empathy, clear communication, and a problem-solving approach, aiming to transform challenging conversations into opportunities for growth and development. This guide is a valuable resource for managers looking to lead with compassion while upholding high standards of professionalism and accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of preparation. Paul Falcone highlights the criticality of preparation before holding any tough conversation. Preparation involves understanding the employee's history within the company, their achievements, and any previous feedback they've received. It also means anticipating how the employee might react and planning your responses accordingly. A key part of preparation is setting clear objectives for the conversation. What is the ultimate goal? Is it to initiate a behavior change, discuss performance issues, or explore solutions to ongoing workplace problems? Effective preparation ensures the conversation stays on track and productive, minimizing the potential for misunderstanding or defensiveness. Secondly, navigating emotional responses. Emotional intelligence plays a vital role in managing tough conversations, according to Falcone. Recognizing and managing your emotions and those of the employee involved is crucial. Managers must be prepared for a range of emotional responses, from anger and denial to sadness and fear. Falcone offers strategies for maintaining composure and empathy, allowing for a constructive dialogue even in the face of strong emotions. By creating a safe environment where emotions can be expressed and acknowledged without judgment, managers can facilitate more honest and open communication, leading to more effective problem-solving. Thirdly, communicating effectively. Paul Falcone underscores the importance of clear, assertive, and non-judgmental communication. This involves not only the words chosen, but the tone, timing, and manner in which messages are conveyed. He provides practical tips on how to articulate concerns and expectations without placing blame or causing defensiveness. Effective communication also includes active listening, allowing the employee to share their perspective fully. This mutual understanding lays the groundwork for finding a resolution or compromise that addresses the issue at hand while respecting both parties' dignity. Fourthly, developing actionable solutions. A common thread throughout Falcone's book is the focus on developing actionable solutions to workplace challenges. This means going beyond identifying problems to collaboratively creating a path forward. Falcone emphasizes the importance of setting achievable goals, timelines, and criteria for success, ensuring both manager and employee are clear on expectations and responsibilities. This approach not only helps in resolving the current issue, but also empowers employees by giving them a sense of control and direction over their own performance and development. Lastly, fostering a culture of accountability. Building a culture of accountability is a central theme in Falcone's guide. He advocates for a workplace where expectations are clear, feedback is frequent, and responsibility is shared. Falcone illustrates how tough conversations, when handled properly, can reinforce a culture of transparency and trust. By holding employees accountable in a fair and consistent manner, managers help cultivate a sense of ownership and pride in their work. This, in turn, can lead to improved performance, better morale, and a stronger alignment with organizational values and the goals. In conclusion, Paul Falcone's 101 Tough Conversations to Have with Employees is an essential read for managers at all levels, particularly those who may struggle with addressing performance, conduct, or discipline challenges in the workplace. The book provides actionable strategies and scripts that respect the dignity of all parties involved, aiming to turn potential conflicts into opportunities for positive change. Readers can benefit from this guide by learning how to prepare for and navigate difficult conversations, communicate effectively, and foster an environment of accountability and growth. This book is especially beneficial for new managers HR professionals, and anyone looking to improve their leadership and interpersonal skills. Falcone's practical advice can help transform management challenges into catalysts for team cohesion and personal development, making it an invaluable resource for creating a more engaged and productive workplace. If you would like to support Paul Falcone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.